I can't imagine a more powerful word-of-mouth network than PowerSpeaking must have, because they make converts wherever they go. My name is Patricia McDougall. I'm the Director of Sales Education at NetApp.
My name is Chris Beveridge, and I'm a Senior Manager in Event Marketing for the Global Content and Speaker Program for Networkers. At Cisco, we tend to have lots of technical expertise. That's not the problem. We have over 25,000 engineers on staff, and you don't get to really work at Cisco unless you're extremely good. It's a rarefied air. It's not a problem for us to find expert minds and expert sources of material. What's really astounding for them is they come into this program, I think, with the impression that they're already very smart and very good, and they can certainly deliver this technical content. However, what almost always happens is they come away saying, I had no idea how much I needed this training.
You know, I think of those two, you know, long-time crusty scientists who were the most skeptical, going in with their, well, this isn't going to do it, and coming out saying, this is the best thing that I've done in the 17 years that I've been here. So, very impactful.
I'm here with Stacy Porter and Margaret Greenleaf, both Roche Bioscience Training and Development team members. How do you justify the investment of time and resources required to send employees to PowerSpeaking?
When we look at participants taking that 2 days off the bench or out of their role as a manager or leader and dedicating that to PowerSpeaking, and what's the cost benefit for that? When you think about the drug discovery process overall, and that's, what, $1.2 billion over a 12-year time span to get a drug to market, 2 days, and if that 2 days is going to help that scientist better present their data or better make the case that a compound should be killed or continued and moves the drug discovery process along, that's a very good investment.
The feedback that I receive on the courses that PowerSpeaking has worked on with us is that they're the best course they've ever taken of any kind, often, and certainly that they're the best public speaking or presentation giving course that they've ever taken. A recent story of effectiveness came from our Mastering the Technical Sale class, where an SE, a systems engineer for NetApp, had just completed the class and then went into the field and had to make a presentation to a prospect. He gave a completely different presentation, he said, than he would ever have thought of giving before the class, and won the deal, was very effective, and came back and wrote us all about it.
The employees are saying, you've got to go through fast track speaking. You have to go through high tech speaking. You know, I went through it, had such a great experience. So it's having this spillover effect. And other people are actually calling Margaret and myself and saying, how do I get into high tech speaking? You know, I'm willing to put the time in. I can be there both days. How do I make myself, you know, available? How do I get on the list? So those are some of the stories that are starting to percolate. Also, I think we have some isolated examples of some key talent or high potential individuals who have maybe lacked visibility or not been seen as a strong presenter, who have gone through one of the programs and then started to use their skills, gain visibility, and have moved through the organization, maybe been promoted, maybe are sitting on a key project, they become a project leader. So already, you know, this just started in 2007, and already we're seeing these spillover effects.
The coaching that PowerSpeaking offers is without parallel anywhere else. I'm Rod Harris. I'm the Learning and Development Staff Representative for Lockheed Martin's Information Systems and Global Services Enterprise in San Jose, California. I have interviewed several vendors who claim to do outstanding work in the area of presentation skills. When I talk to them about coaching, at best their coaching is, well, we give them a tape, because they all tape, and they can take it home and they can look at it and figure out what's not working. And some will say if they want to call us afterwards, and that's an extra fee, of course, we will do some coaching. But none of them offer the coaching that PowerSpeaking offers.
For me as a trainer, the biggest bang, the biggest payoff is that you can actually see the improvement. And so at the end of, you know, whether it's a one-day workshop or a two-day workshop, you go, here's the before, here's the after. Isn't that amazing?
At one of the breaks, one of the managers came up to me and said, if I had had this training last year, I can guarantee that we would not have had the problems that we had with winning a contract. She said, I was one of the lead presenters, and while I did an okay job, she says, in retrospect, and now that I've had this class, I would have blown them out of the water. She says, we won the contract, but it wasn't easy.
We wanted a resource that could not only provide the basic presentation skills, where do you stand and how do you keep your fingers out of your ears and how do you do all the right things in terms of standing up in front of an audience, but also had an understanding of what's unique about presenting technical data or scientific data. Why is that more challenging than just talking about, you know, your holiday? And an understanding of the differences at the different levels of the organization. So if you're a bench scientist and you're presenting to your peers or your manager, that's very different than if you are a director-level person presenting to the senior-level leaders within the organization. And what does that look like for the person who has to do the presentations? And, you know, Power Speaking was the only resource that we know of that can provide that kind of program for us at those levels within our organization.
We go and videotape and find out who their best speakers are.
My name is Moira Cavanaugh, and I'm the Vice President of Sales and Marketing.
Rick did an interview in a presentation for Oracle, and it was a 3-hour Speaking of the Big Dogs with 70 financial people. And having their VP, their head, get up and be interviewed by Rick, and he says, well, what do you want to see when these people here come in and present to you? And for her to look at them and say, don't waste my time. Don't tell me something I already know. Don't read me stuff. That's invaluable.
You not only go out to the market to see, is there a market for a product?
Mm-hmm.
But you then go to those same people and say, what is it that bugs you about this stuff? What is it that you want us to fix?
Mm-hmm. And that's the backbone of Speaking to the Big Dogs. When you're talking about going to a source, I'm Mary McGlynn. I'm president of Power Speaking. When we were evaluated, when our Big Dogs DVD was evaluated by ASTD, and we won the 2004 best for a DVD, the reviewer said, I am so sick to death of looking at these videos that, you know, you have some kind of scenario that is set up, and you know these are actors. It looks so phony. And the reviewer said, for the first time, I am witnessing people who are at the top telling the story that I should be listening to. And so that's why the Big Dogs DVD was so far and away different than so many of the others that he had reviewed.
I'm amazed that you have not also gone into the business of customer service training. And that is, again, based on my experience with the office people.
Power Speaking is unbelievably well organized and always a step ahead of me or two steps ahead of me. It's not the only thing that's on my plate at work, so I really appreciate the fact that they are ahead of me and are providing me with whatever tools and information I need to keep the process rolling forward. You know, it's going to be at this time, at this place. They're always on time. They're always organized, unbelievably well organized. And I would have to say, too, that things like equipment and just all the things that you work with when you work with Power Speaking is first class. It's neat, it's clean, it's the latest, it's sleek in some cases. So all the way from, you know, sort of back office paper type stuff to interfacing with people on the telephone and making all those kinds of connections, all the way through to production and using tools and technology, I find Power Speaking to be really in a leadership position.
You know, the presenters come right in, they set it all up. They need minimal support from us, which is a learning department's dream to have partners like that. And, you know, the evaluations that they send right, you know, after the workshop, you know, are always just so positive from the participants. And just, you know, I find the whole process to be very easy.
My goal has always been to provide the best training to our employees as possible. And that's why I always call on Power Speaking, no matter where I am.
We want all of our classes to be top-notch, and we certainly strive for that. But Power Speaking is a shining jewel. You were the first vendor I'd ever worked with that got perfect 10s out of 10 on every single score and interview sheet. So I figured this was a vendor to stick with.